Hey everybody, this is Chris Whiteley, and man oh man, was it one of those crazy kind of putting fires out at the office days. You're listening to the Speakeasy Network Marketing Podcast, and today I'm going to talk about craziness. A little bit of craziness was at the office today. So I work for an agency, and one of the things we do, of course, is we do web development, so we help people with their websites, we help people with their marketing, all that kind of fun stuff, and it was just one of those days where I had a giant, giant list of things to do today, and I got absolutely zero things off my to-do list done today. Those days typically frustrate me to no end because I like to have a feeling of sense of accomplishment at the end of the day, and typically, you know, scratching something off of my to-do list gives me a huge sense of well-being and accomplishment. And that didn't happen today, but I realized that I actually had a good sense of accomplishment from something else. And that was the fact that I helped a lot of people today. There was a lot of people who had a lot of problems, things that they obviously couldn't solve on their own. And because of my expertise, I was able to help them. And most of them I could help pretty darn quickly. And it really made me think that that's, I think, one of the reasons why a lot of, you know, high-level network marketing people are successful. I mean, there's some of the people who are really good at sales and are just good at selling and convincing people of things. But there are those of us who have this, you know, genuine want to help people. And I think if you have that inside you, you're going to do really well with network marketing. And I think it's a learned skill as well. So if you have that, you know, that call to service, to serve people, I think you're going to do stellar at network marketing. Like, I know that one of the things that I often see when I used to go to networking events for my business is that so many of the business people would actually, like, anytime there was like a charity or an event or something like that, they were super quick to throw their money down and help out that charity. And me, I mean, I'm a pretty thrifty kind of guy. Excuse me. So, I like to give to charities, but oftentimes I've got to really think about it for a while. But a lot of these networking people, you know, they just throw the money down quickly. And I talk to them a lot about that. And they say, you know what, you give to get. And, you know, it's kind of like those what goes around comes around kinds of things. And, you know, if their belief is, you know, because they have a generous and giving nature, good things are going to come to them. And, you know, it's the kind of that reciprocity kind of thing. And I truly believe that network marketing is, and any kind of marketing really, is about helping people. And I know I've heard some stories from my dad with some of the MLMs that he's joined. It's because he's been through so many, so he's seen a lot of a mix of kind of people who he's joined under. And you know, sometimes there's just like a stellar leader, and others there is not. And so, I guess it comes down to like, if you're going to build your downline, what type of leader are you going to be? Are you going to be able to help people? And what type of help are you going to provide? Like, are you going to get into the trenches and, you know, kind of, and just do everything for them? Are you going to be the type of leader that just, you know, inspires them to do the things that they need to do? And I guess that's up to your personality, your experience as well, right? But one of the things that I think is truly easy to become a leader and become in a position of service is education. Like, I know a lot of people who get into network marketing, they get into it in a almost like a position of desperation, right? Like, you need money. I need money right away. And so you kind of get desperate and things get a bit crazy, and you don't think things through. So thinking things through would be things like actually educating yourself about not just network marketing, but marketing in general, you know, social media, content marketing, blogging, those, the types of things that, that will give you confidence about, network marketing. And I mean, even things like, I mean, again, I'm not an offline person. I'm entirely online. Like, I think network marketing can be done entirely online, but you can also educate yourself in terms of, sales tactics and sales techniques, way to posture, way to present yourself, and all that kind of stuff. So I think getting into a position of service, absolutely critical if you want to be in network marketing. So if you're going and building a team and you're just going for straight up numbers, you know, you might do well. But if you're building, like, you know, a close knit team of people who need help and you help them and teach them to, you know, almost like a paying it forward kind of concept, I really think there'd be a huge amount of success for you. And I honestly, I've seen it in my business that I'm in. I mean, I used to work for another agency, and this was like one of the reasons why I left that job is I had a great relationship with my clients to a point. So anytime a client would call, you know, we'd have the usual, hey, how are you doing? Kind of chit chat, what's going on in life and all that kind of stuff. And the second that it went to talking about business, I had to do this because we were pushed to create billable hours. I mean, we were like an agency, but it was like we were billing like lawyers. So if they came to me with some kind of technical marketing web development question, I'd have to say, listen, I just want to stop you right there, but I'm just going to give you a heads up that from this point forward, I have to bill you for this telephone call. And so many times people would hang up on me. And that's kind of like, that, I don't know, I find like it becomes totally a you're not important to me kind of conversation. And I understand that businesses need to make money, but I really feel that you're going to make more money in a position of service and helping as opposed to just, you know, billing by the minute type of situation. And that's why the agency that I work for right now, it's actually just myself and my partner, but I got involved with him because I saw the relationship he had with his clients, and it was a friend relationship. Like, I saw him at networking events. I saw him going out on weekends with clients, you know, going out paddleboarding, running, biking, and all that kind of stuff. And I said, you know what? That is something that I can get behind. That is a relationship that I am really interested in. So I really found that once I got on board with this agency, it was so important just to help people and build those relationships as opposed to billing every single minute. And it speaks volumes to the success of the business that I've had. And if you can take these lessons and apply them to your network marketing and just recognize that everyone is just a person, everyone needs help, and everyone has, you know, goals, aspirations, and problems. And if you can help those people, you're going to be the leader that they need. And they are going to help build your business to just huge levels. So going forward from this, what I really want you to do is I just want you to look at your business, look at your downline, or even if you have access to people in your downline right now, I would just shoot a blanket email to everyone and say, hey, just wanted to touch base with everybody, see how everyone's doing. Does anyone need any help with anything? Whether it's business, personal, whatever, you know, just offer yourself to help and just see what happens. I mean, it's going to help your business. It's going to help your soul. You know, you're going to feel good about helping people. So until next time, let's get out there. Let's be of service to people. Let's fill our soul with goodness. All right, guys, we'll catch you next time.